Before we get started, anybody would like to address the board before we get started? If not, we're gonna move on. All right, let's let the Liberty County School Board regular meeting Tuesday, June the 13th, 2023 come to order. We're gonna open with prayer and a pledge. Prayer led by Mr. Petty, pledge by Ms. Jody.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here tonight. Pray, God, that you'd bless us as we take care of school business. Pray, God, that you give us wisdom from on high, Lord, in taking care of business. Pray, God, that you'd bless our students and our families, Lord, during the summer. Bless in all the preparation for the new year. We pray, God, that you'd bless in all of that. Ask that you'd be with our retirees, Father, that have devoted their service to the school district. Pray, God, that you'd be with them and meet every need that they have in retirement, God. We are so grateful for them. Lord, we love you and thank you for your presence here tonight. Thank you for the fellowship, the camaraderie we have one with another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving right along to recognitions and presentations, Mr. Petty.
I want to apologize in advance. The AC went out up here. Obviously, we got some fans. We got it running sometime this afternoon. It was very warm, so I sent an email to the board members. I said, dress comfortably, act like you're going fishing, wear a fishing shirt. And James got the memo, and Boo got the memo, and Doobie somewhat got
somewhat.
But I told him I had one on, so I'm sorry if that's so warm in here. But tonight, anytime you recognize people who retire from the school system, it's to come up here and to get a small, and I do mean small, token of our appreciation, something that's a little keepsake. There's no way to adequately describe the contribution that they've made to the school system and 5 minutes or less. You just can't do it. But we do make that attempt. We want to make that recognition. And so we've got three retirees we're going to honor tonight, Ms. Stephanie Holly, Ms. Linda Newton, Ms. Donna Summers. All three of them have, if I do the math here correctly, I'll just do some quick, over 60 years of combined service to Liberty County School District. That's pretty incredible. When people commit to putting some roots down in a place and sticking with it. And I am very, very grateful for all three. So we're going to start at the county office now. We usually let the supervisors give out, let them recognize their people. Ms. Melanie, who's our director of finance, is at a conference in South Florida, so she's not here. So I'm going to stay in her stead, and I'm very happy to do this. I grew up with Stephanie Holly. She was Stephanie Botterford back in the day. In fact, she hit a softball. And Stephanie is a lifelong resident of Liberty County. I've always known her, went to school with her sister Vicki, wonderful family in Hofstra, Taloja area. And she's been with us for 21 years at the school board, and I remember when she started. And she has committed herself to working in the finance office. Now, we have had numerous discussions about school finance this week, but we're making plans on transitioning in her absence. And it is hard to tell somebody what school finance looks like. A lot of people who do accounting, they think they know what school finance is. But unless you, and Stephanie's not ahead, unless you've been in school finance, it's a whole different booger in and of itself. It is a tough thing. The school runs, a lot of people don't realize behind the scenes, people have to be paid, bills have to be paid, payroll has to go out, and it can't be late. And because if it's one thing's wrong with one employee out of 219, the world ain't right. And so Stephanie has been involved for the last 21 years in doing that, has done it with excellence, has done it with pride, has done it with diligence, and I am very grateful that she is committed to doing that and been a faithful employee of Liberty County School District. And now Roscoe's going to probably have her a list of plenty of good things. I do want to say this. I thank the good Lord, as she does, that God has spared her life through some cancer. And it's been a wake-up call for some other employees and family members, my wife included, to go get checked, which she did last week. Thank the good Lord, everything's fine. I told her, once that, I said, When's the last time you got checked? So it's kind of a wake-up call. Take care of yourself. You know, get checked when you need to. Not that she didn't, but those things can jump on you. And so you want to make sure that you you take care of yourself. So we're still praying for God's healing in your life. And I know y'all are praying for that, and you believe in the one who can do all the healing. So, Stephanie, come on up here, and we want to, Ms. Mandy, if you'll get a picture, would you like to share anything?
Yeah, I
don't
know.
Come on.
First of all, I want to thank all of y'all for, you know, just working with each one of y'all. It's been a blessing to me, really, just to get to know all my coworkers with all the schools and everywhere. You know, I started out in the school down at Toller and with the kids, and you know that really is a tearjerker when you leave them. And but then came to the finance office, but God knew where to put me, and I just thank Him for being with us and keeping us through the years that I know I've been here. And I do also want to thank everybody for all their prayers for me, and just thank the good Lord that, you know, they said they got all my cancer, and I'm thankful for that, and I praise God for that. And I will say I love everybody. Don't want to ever forget to not tell everybody that you love them. But I truly do. And I thank God for that. I can leave here feeling good that I've done my part. And I thank God for that. And I'm going to pray for the others that's left behind, that God helps them do their part. Because it is a struggle a lot of times, as people that work in finance should very well know. But I just thank the Lord, though, for everything. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and just tell everybody. You know, it could have been different. I might not have been here, but thank God I am. And I
Amen.
Pray for that tonight.
Amen. Amen. Let's give her a hand. I'm going to ask Mr. Willis to come up here. The next two are at Liberty County High School. We'll start with Miss Linda. Well, I got a few things about
you. Okay, Miss Linda, just a minute. So I haven't known Miss Linda all my life, but I've known her for a few years. And I'm going to tell you, she's one of these, and I've said it before, I'll always say this. You always want employees that you don't have to worry about, and you know they're going to do what they're supposed to do, be where they're supposed to be. And it's one less stress that we have to have as, you know, being in a leadership position. Miss Linda's that person. Our cafeteria has already ran as smooth as I've ever seen. I don't mind eating food, and she makes some good food down there. And so I always had somebody go down there and, you know, put your little number in it, and Miss Linda always took care of me from the food side, which I'm very grateful for. So thank you. You saw the kids first thing in the morning, just like a bus driver, and then you would see them at lunch. They was always cared for, fed. And a lot of times, as I've learned over the last few years in administration, there are some kids that may not get a lot of food at home, and they're coming to school to get that food. And I'm grateful that Ms. Linda and her staff always had good, nutritious food for those kids, because some just didn't get that. And so thank you for all the work you did for Liberty County High School and for Liberty County. And you were a wonderful person to work alongside of. And you're already missed. And so I want to give a best appreciation. But we love you, and we thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You want to say something, or are you good?
This has been the best job I ever had. It has been the most fun job that I've ever had. And you form attachments to people that you work with, and everybody's been so good to me. But you form attachments to those kids. So even though we didn't spend, but like maybe an hour and a half all total every day with them, attached to them. Some of them need a little extra affection, and you just can't help it. If you got a heart, that's where you need to be.
Absolutely.
With those babies.
Yeah, and you did a phenomenal job.
But thank y'all.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you so much. I don't have glasses on, so I can't see. They have
this. That's out right there.
Okay, so I took my glasses off. All right, man, you ready? I'm going to let you hold that, because if you drop it, that's where you're going to be. All right, round of applause.
You go first. I'll say my piece. So our last retiree tonight, this is mind blowing. If I read this correctly, it says 40 years. Is that correct? So where were you 40 years ago? There's a few in here might not even been born. Okay. So 40 years ago, Jody and I were mere teenagers. Jason was probably
in her class getting my first bad grade.
Long time ago. This school, the Liberty County High School, is what Donna Summers represents. I mean, she is Liberty County High School. And when you stay somewhere that long, you become a fixture. You become part of the foundation of what that school is. I want to thank Leanne. Leanne done a wonderful video. Some of y'all were a part of that. And it lasted well over an hour. So we all came to the guidance office the day before she left, and we got it might have been the day you left, I can't remember. We got to watch that video, and we laughed through some of it, cried through some of it, but it was a wonderful video. And Leanne, if you've got a link to that, if you'd send that to me, I'll get the board members. It's worth an hour of your time. Just get you some watermelon or some boiled peanuts and watch it. It's a beautiful, beautiful tribute to somebody who's been such a vital part of our school system, and I am grateful. Donna is, and I've got this in my superintendent's report, she is the last teacher in Liberty County School District that taught me. Everybody else is either retired or passed away, unfortunately. Not saying that she started real young, so we're planning on Donna living for at least to age 100. Huh? But I'm just saying she's the last one. She taught Jason. That's a long time. That's a long time. We're grateful for you. We want you to live to 150. And so look, we love you, and Liberty County High School is going to be different. It will be different for the next 40 years because you're not in it. But I know that you'll continue to take our calls this fall when school starts. We're hoping.
Graduation.
But yeah. All right. So Eric, come on, share some.
All right, Miss Donna, come on. Ooh. So I told her a story the other day, just while I go. The other day, I came over Monday. I think she's been trying to dodge me. I really did. So I got to work early Monday, and I'm coming in, you know, I have to park the blazer under a shed out there because it gets raining, it gets wet. And I come in the side door there, and I look down, I got my daughter with me. I said, I think so. It's my Miss Donna's door there. So let me put myself up, and we'll go see. So I put myself up, go in, and I'm like, she's going to come in on the weekend and clean your room out so she would have to face me. So yeah. As Mr. Kyle said, Miss Leah made an amazing video. Words can't express the appreciation we have for Miss Stone. We've had a few little get-togethers and end-of-the-year celebrations for her. I think I've ran out of crying. I've ran out of things to say. Mr. Kyle was right. Even the next day when I got to work, I could already tell there was a difference in the building with her not there. So I'm going to try my best to make it. She's never going to be replaced. We know that, right? The people who come behind her will do the best we can. She may not always answer your call, Mr. Kyle. We called her the other day, she didn't answer. I will tell you that. later on, she did, right? She knows I love her. And she was with me when I got sent to the high school. She was with me from day one. I was not in administration, but I was across the hall from her doing dual enrollment. And I think I was aggravating her then, like I was aggravating her on last day. But she has been a huge part of my life in the small town that I've known her. Especially helped me to mature and grow as an individual. Not there yet, but but she's one that I would rely on more so than and I don't mean anything with Mr. Tim or anything about you, but she was the one I would go to just because she'd been there, as you said, so long, had seen so much, dealt with so much, that I knew she would have the answers that our school and that our students needed. I don't have that person anymore, so it's got to be Mr. Tim now, but he says he's up for the challenge. But we are going to miss you. These students are going to miss you, and you will be missed. And as I said before, I don't think we can count the lives that you have touched and the course that you've changed in some of their lives and the students that you've helped, that you've loved, that you were a mom to, and I told you like my second mom, and I'll always be grateful for that. So, love you. Yeah, thank you so much. Yes.
Okay. You have to say something.
Yes, you have to say something. Come on. Come on. You got to do it.
40 years is a long time. But I can honestly say, I'm sure that there were days I went to work and I felt like this was a job. But I can honestly say that most of the time, it wasn't. It was something that I enjoyed doing. And I hope that everybody can find that job that they do, that they love going to in the mornings, that they enjoy. I think that's probably the most important thing, probably why I lasted so long, because I did enjoy what I did. I do hope that I made a difference in some of the students' lives, and I'm going to miss them too. I think Keith was introduced to one of mine that was called me Aunt Donna at the end of the school year last night. He's got lots of relatives he doesn't know about. But I thank you. I have certainly enjoyed it. And there's a big part of me that doesn't want to go home and do this, but I think it's time. So I will answer the calls when I get to them.
I'd like to say something about Miss Donna before she sits down. She didn't really teach me now, guys, but we did go to school and graduate together. And she had a hard job keeping me and Tony Hill, Terry Super, Terry Petty, and ooh, Kim Nobles, ooh, and a few more in line, but she did her best, guys, and I appreciate her. Thank you, Miss Donna.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a 5-minute reset. Us, anybody wants to walk out, can, or you can stay with us.